This afternoon, I called some of the Venezuelans whose lives were changed as American aircraft bombed military installations around their capital city. One of those people is Elena Carpio. She's a journalist and lives in Caracas, about a mile from one of the air bases struck on Saturday.
So I couldn't sleep that night, and I was awake. And all of a sudden, I heard the windows trembling so hard that I thought it was an earthquake.
She quickly realized what was happening.
After the third explosion, something else was up. And to be honest, I think many Venezuelans have had U.S. intervention of some sort or form in the back of their minds for months.
President Trump announced Maduro's capture hours later on social media. Carpio's window was open when the news came.
All of a sudden, I hear this burst of sound, and it was screaming combined with cheering, combined with caceroleando, which is this traditional way of protesting the Maduro government, where you grab your pots and pans from the kitchen and you hit them really hard with like wooden spoons and other utensils. And then 10 minutes after that, it went quiet, and it remained quiet for the rest of the day.
The shock and, for some, excitement after the strike didn't last long. Carpio said she's turned her attention to the most pressing topic, survival. There are power outages in some parts of Caracas. She'll need gas.
Fuel. Fuel is a huge concern. Are there going to be any pumps open? Will you be able to find any fuel? Will you have to queue 5-6 hours to get it?
And food.
Yesterday, I queued for 7 hours at a supermarket for food. It was quite an apocalyptic scene, to be honest. Like, eggs were all over the floor. Certain racks where, like, non-perishables are were, like, empty. No one went to work at the supermarket that day, so there were, out of 20 cashiers, there were only 3 open.
Outside the capital, Venezuelans share those same concerns. Fabiana Lamboglia is an energy analyst. She lives in Maracaibo, well west of Caracas. She was awake when the attack happened.
I just was talking with some friends that live in the capital, and they start like, okay, I'm hearing airplanes, I'm hearing bombs, I'm hearing strikes. And of course, I was very nervous about the situation.
In her city, the traffic lights are working. She has power, but that doesn't mean things feel safe.
To be honest, I am not going out if it's not necessarily. I'm just going out for groceries and necessities. And of course, I saw lines, and also at the gas stations.
Lamboglia says what comes next is uncertain, and she told us she feels scared. Are you hopeful for the future, for change?
That's a hard question. We don't even know who's running our country. It's not clear.
For now, there is huge uncertainty, and people want to wait and see, says Carpio in Caracas.
There's this, what we call tensa calma, which is a tense calmness.